This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Former Republican County Clerk Tina Peters will not be released on bail while she appeals her state conviction. She appealed to the federal government to be released, arguing errors at the state court level. But the federal court says the state proceedings must play out before a federal court can even consider the request. Peters was convicted of allowing an unauthorized person to access Mesa County's Dominion voting machines. She's currently serving a 9-year sentence at a state women's prison. The price of home insurance is rising for many reasons. Extreme weather, inflation, and construction costs are included. Now, as the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports, thousands of people in the West want insurance companies to be more fair.
More than 8,000 homeowners in the Mountain West are among the 44,000 nationwide to sign a new petition by the nonprofit Consumer Reports. It calls on the CEOs of the biggest insurers to adopt 9 protections in Consumer Reports' Homeowners Insurance Bill of Rights. Alexander Gross is a senior counsel at the organization.
Consumers are often left powerless to large insurance companies when facing increased premiums or when trying to make a claim after the total decimation of their home post-disaster.
In response, the American Property Casualty Insurance Association says it supports efforts to increase consumer education, but notes insurance companies are already closely regulated by states. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
Colorado passed a law this year requiring insurance companies to share wildfire risk scores and how they're calculated. Strong winds are causing road closures across parts of Colorado this afternoon, including I-25 northbound at Wellington, U.S. 287 for commercial vehicles from Livermore to the Wyoming border, and U.S. 285 between Fairplay and Grant. This is CPR News in KRCC.